Today at a White House Rose Garden event honoring Air Force Academy football players, President Trump took a moment to urge Republicans in Congress to pass a plan to repeal and replace President Obama's signature health care law, the Affordable Care Act.
How's health care coming, folks? How's it doing? All right, we're moving along. I think it's time now, right? Right? They know it's time.
But emerging from a closed-door meeting this morning, House Speaker Paul Ryan ducked reporter questions about whether he has enough votes to pass the bill. Centrist Republicans are having a hard time getting on board with changes to mandatory coverage for people with pre-existing medical conditions. NPR health policy reporter Allison Kojak joins us now with the latest. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Jeremy.
And it doesn't sound right now like Republicans have the votes they need to pass this. How close is it?
Well, it's very close right now. So on the assumption that there are no Democrats who are going to vote for this bill, Republicans can only afford to lose 22 votes. And most of the people who are doing the counting say they've already got 20 firm no's. And so they can't lose a lot more people before they're not going to be able to take a vote on this bill.
And I assume that they would bring it to a vote if they had the votes right now. So we can assume at the moment, right as we speak right now, they don't have the votes. Is mandatory coverage of pre-existing conditions the major sticking point for lawmakers right now?
Yes, it is. And that was the big change that happened last week, how people were going to cover mandatory pre-existing conditions. And what happened is they allowed this waiver that states could take that would get rid of some of those coverages. And it's made a lot of the more moderate Republicans really uncomfortable with whether or not people will get the protection they need. In fact, just this morning, Congressman Fred Upton, who's a really well-respected member of the Republican conference, said he's no.
And President Trump created a little bit of confusion about this, about what the plan says about pre-existing conditions. He said in an interview that they're covered. Health experts dispute that, pointing out exactly what you're saying, that it does leave a little more leeway to states. Here's Republican Congressman Steve Scalise this morning.
And I want to talk a little bit about pre-existing conditions because that's come up a lot. Our bill protects people with pre-existing conditions, and it actually provides multiple layers of protection for people with pre-existing conditions in ways that Obamacare doesn't do.
But again, Allison, you're saying that it does allow states to do things that Obamacare does not allow them to do when it comes to pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, and so it's a little murky whether or not you're covered. It might depend on where you live. If a state decides to opt out of some of the Obamacare rules, then they have to put in place something that will allow people with pre-existing conditions to buy insurance. But it's not clear exactly how protective those most people think will be called high-risk pools will be. In the past, states have used high-risk pools, and they haven't been funded enough to actually get people who are very sick the coverage they need.
What does this bill do on Medicaid? That was another big sticking point the last time around when they didn't pass the bill. Republicans didn't have the votes. What does this one do on Medicaid?
Well, Medicaid hasn't changed since the last time around, so that's obviously another problem. What it does is it allows it requires states to roll back the Medicaid expansion in the sense that if they have expanded Medicaid under Obamacare, which meant that people who weren't qualified for Medicaid before would have access to it now, those people can stay on Medicaid as long as they don't become unqualified, meaning they earn a little more money. Once they do, they're out of it for good. The other thing it does is it turns Medicaid into a block grant program. And that is, I mean, states can do that if they want. It's not required. But if they do that, chances are the money going to Medicaid in those states will be less than it is now.
What other things are you watching in this bill?
Well, that's actually an interesting question because under these waivers, it's unclear how far those will go. If a state opts to get rid of the Obamacare rules that define essential health benefits, what an insurance plan has to cover, and protects people with pre-existing conditions, it could be that employers, you know, people who get their insurance through large employers can also roll back their coverage for cheaper plans. They can't do that now because those rules apply to employer coverage now as well as individual coverage. So people are taking a look at what will happen with employer-sponsored health coverage if a state if this plan is adopted.
Is this week do or die for this plan?
It could be because The plan, the revisions are being done under a sort of legislative trick that is tied to the budget. If they can't get it done, they have to move on to next year's budget. And Republicans want to do tax reform, and they'll need a different budget to do that.
That's Allison Kojak, NPR health policy reporter. We'll keep watching what happens in Washington. Allison, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.